Episode 10, We'll Meet Again. July 21st, Team Rise and Shine. Kai, Olivia, and Dina discuss the weekend adventures.
So, how did the date with Spike go?
Good.
And?
Nothing.
Okay, so you like him, right?
Yep, I do.
Ollie, sorry to be blunt. He's just not really boyfriend material.
Who says I'm looking for a boyfriend? And for your information, he actually likes me.
Well, what's there not to like about you, Ollie? I just don't want you to get hurt.
Well, do you think I'll get hurt? I mean, do you think I'm a complete loser?
No! You are well out of his league.
Seriously, Kai, you sound like my mother now.
I just don't trust him.
Maybe you're upset that he didn't ask you out?
What? That's not it. Not even close.
Well, how can you just look at someone and decide that he's not for me? You don't know him, or me for that matter.
There is nothing real about him.
Perhaps let me be the judge of that.
Ollie, I have seen so many Spikes, and trust me, this one has got player written all over him.
I don't need you to look out for me. If and when I do, I will let you know.
Ollie!
Now I need to talk to Clayton about the stories for today. I don't have time for this.
Ollie, I didn't mean to upset you.
Hi, girls. I've got some pieces that I want to show you. Ooh. Have I come in at the wrong time?
Nah, just putting my oar in so Ollie does not end up disappointed.
Just an oar?
You know I'm a straight talker, Dina. I'm trying to knock some sense into Ollie's head.
Oh, come on, Kai. You know when you have the hots for someone, you don't take any notice of what anyone else says or thinks.
Ugh, I know, but he's so wrong for her.
That perversely is going to make her like him even more.
Ugh, I guess you're right.
Let her work it out for herself. Hey, fancy bumping into Matthew and Simon.
I mean, of all the bars in town.
Yeah, they walk into ours. That sounds like a line from Casablanca.
Casablanca? What's that?
The most romantic film ever. Humphrey Bogart, Ingrid Bergman. Here's looking at you, kid.
Nah, pass. Well, I could never be accused of being romantic.
Yeah, indeed. God, you know, it took me most of Saturday to recover from all those cocktails we drank.
God, I still feel a bit knackered.
Yeah, and I took the water hydrating tablets and paracetamol ahead of the hangover.
Did it work?
Kind of. So, what about you and Simon?
What about us?
You seem very deep in conversation.
He was really cool, actually, what I can remember.
Oh, I wouldn't really describe him as cool. I
thought he was a bit meh, too, at first.
And now?
He's so focused, committed. They work very differently from us. Simon was telling me about how they do research for the stories.
Oh, you mean not on the auto queue?
Nah, they get out there, talk to all sorts of people.
Oh, very radical. I wouldn't mention any of this to Caroline or Clayton, though.
Yeah, I get it. But at the same time, I don't. I wonder what would happen if the stories we told had a bit more substance, you know?
Hold on, Kai. Remember, you just read the news, right?
Right.
Jesus, look at the time. Let's get your wardrobe sorted. Just need to pin up these sleeves. Is made that no one can
deny. It's July 22nd. Team Rise and Shine. Caroline and Clayton are in an editorial discussion.
Clayton, what are our main stories?
Well, we're running these. Staycation Blues, Andrew Lloyd Webber unveils £60 million Theatre Royal Drury Lane renovations, Scottish Government sets out plans to inspire climate action ahead of COP26, and oh, as the Taliban advance, Afghan businesswomen fear the return of the dark era.
Okay, good, but do we have something a little lighter to balance this?
What about this? I need no apology for being rescued with love. The BBC boss, Roger Mossey.
Rescued with love, as if.
I'm not sentimental either, Caroline. But people lap this sort of thing up.
I wonder if we need something else in our show.
Like what?
I don't know, aimed at younger viewers. Fashion, maybe. Musician, maybe even a DJ.
So, I'm going to run these stories by our word monitor, Preeta.
And I do hope your relationship is developing positively with her.
We're tolerating each other.
Hello, Caroline.
Hello, Preeta. I'm going to leave you and Clayton to your review.
Clayton, please don't just presume I'm her.
Well, aren't you?
I am, but let's not make assumptions.
What assumptions?
About my pronoun status.
And did you check mine?
Yes, I looked up your LinkedIn and email signature. You don't have any designated pronouns. You really need to know pronoun etiquette.
And why is that?
To avoid misgendering a colleague, as misgendering a person could be considered harassment in the workplace, you know.
Harassment? Seriously, come on.
It could be.
And what else do I need to know then about pronouns?
Check a person's name. It could be followed by a set of preferred pronouns. You can use she, her, he, him, they, their, and even some non-binary pronouns such as ze, here, her, pairs, am, and ze, zem.
What? And pray, will they volunteer this information?
Well, what you could do is say, hello, I'm Clayton, and I use the pronouns he, him.
I feel a little silly pointing out the bleeding obvious.
But it's not for you, it's for them. It invites the other person a chance to offer their preferred pronouns.
I see.
And in this way, you don't lead with your white male privilege.
And how am I not to lead with my white male privilege, seeing as I'm actually white and male?
Clayton, I sense passive aggressiveness in your tone.
No aggression intended. And I thought I was good with words.
You might want to think about other ways to make your language more inclusive.
Any tips?
Yes, for instance, if you're addressing a group, rather than saying ladies and gentlemen, try addressing them as friends, guests, or colleagues.
I guess I could.
Good. It's a small change, but it makes everyone feel welcome.
I thought I always did.
You just need to be more aware of the social power and status that comes with your...
I know. With my white male privilege.
Yes.
And I thought the only privilege I had at my age was a break in my mortgage payments. Well, dear Peter, I have stories to write.
But do pay attention to addressing people as your dear.
No dears, darlings, lovelies, or absolutely anything offensive.
These terms can be interpreted as sexist and misogynistic.
Really? How so?
Because they refer to women in reductive terms which gauge their appearance and attractiveness as something you have a right to comment on.
Peter, the world has become a little greyer and smaller, don't you think?
No, a little fairer and equitable. The world as you know it, Clayton, is changing.
I know. And I'm just not sure I want or can keep up with it all. Later that day at the Rise and Shine Studios, Caroline is catching up with Emerald.
Emerald, how are you getting along?
I'm doing grand, thanks, Caroline. And how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just relieved that the show's taking off.
I sense, Caroline, that you need to be very vigilant when it comes to your close relationships. Be mindful around Frank. Just pull him in, if you know what I mean.
Pull him in? Frank will wonder if I'm having an affair if I do that.
Just pay attention to how he is. Anything that seems different about him.
Very well.
Oh, and something else. I'm getting some people are not who they seem to be. Mean anything to you?
Well, I can't think that it does, really.
Oh, sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you didn't. Emerald, thank you for your time.
Always here for you, Caroline, whenever you need me. I need to go anyway.
Morning, Caroline.
Morning. All okay with you, Olivia?
Oh, yes.
You and Kai are doing a very good job. The viewing figures reflect that people like you both.
That is so great to hear.
Olivia, this may be a long shot, but we may be looking for some other feature on the show.
Oh, yes. What were you thinking?
Music, musician, singer.
I do know someone. He's not well known, but he should be. He's super talented.
Excellent. What's his name?
Spike.
Ask him to contact me directly.
I will. Thanks, Caroline.
Thank you, Olivia.
July 23rd, Team Rise and Shine. Duncan is talking to Kai, Olivia and Dina.
Okay, girls, how are we doing?
Good. Oh, wow, I'm loving the new set. So glamorous.
Looks amazing. Not like a news studio anymore.
That's because it's not meant to.
Where did you get those chairs from?
Well, actually, there are...
Valentine's very resourceful.
Yes. Can't name all my professional sources. Trade secret.
And that pottery statue of the leopard is wicked.
We have a set fit for movie stars.
Now, here are the stories from Clayton. Let's just practice them, shall we?
Okay.
Kai, a few more smiles, please.
Okay.
Now turn to each other. A little banter between stories.
What do you want me to say?
Yeah, just not feeling this.
We'll just be like friends.
That's the problem. We're not.
What? I haven't got a problem with you.
Maybe Tazila has a problem with you.
Seriously?
You treat me as though I'm an idiot.
That is way out of order. I'm just trying to look out for you and be nice.
See? There you go again.
Ollie, Kai, please. This needs sorting out. You both need to change your attitudes.
Could you just act as if you're friends for now?
I can keep it professional if she can.
Of course I can do that.
Good. Girls, can you read those lines again? Kai, smile. Olivia, slow down a bit. You could have sliced the atmosphere with a machete.
You've said that before.
What?
You said that before.
Oh, yes.
There are times when I know what you're about to say.
I am that predictable.
No, no, not that. When we're in the antique shop, looking around, it felt as if we'd done that before.
Choosing antiques in a shop?
Yes, with those chairs.
What about them?
I recall, somehow, that we've worked together before.
Interesting, because we haven't. Always do. Till the blue skies drive the dark
clouds far away. So... Hello, Caroline. There's a young man called Spike who says he has an appointment with you.
Thank you. Send him in, please.
Right, I'll be outside if you need me.
Morning, Caroline.
Good morning, Spike. Thanks for making the appointment at short notice.
It's a real pleasure to meet you.
Is Spike your real name or a stage name?
It's a professional name. My birth name is Lucas, but everyone just calls me Spike now.
And where are you from?
New York.
Olivia tells me you're very talented.
I'm just working on my stuff, you know.
Well, we're looking to introduce some music on next week's show. Do you have anything suitable?
I do. Do you want to have a listen?
Please.
Okay. Here you go. I'm by the pain and struggle. Trying to get it shit. When it came from the mud, they don't even know about the pain and the struggle. Trying to get this shit when it came from the mud. Growing up, all we really had was each other. Coming from the trenches, all I know is love. All of these things I feel inside. Damn, I don't wanna feel this pain no more. No pain, no pain. I don't wanna feel this pain no more. Running up a bag, I gotta chase it. You either love me or you don't, you must be hating. I keep my circle small, ain't tell no fake shit. Stay up on my way if you know you playing. I got some shit up on my mind, I can't display it. All these thoughts in my head, this drive me crazy. Got no time for no sleep, I can't be lazy. Couldn't care about the fame or let it faze me.
Well, that sounds very good. I'm no Simon Cowell, but the lyrics are strong.
Thank you.
And you definitely have the optic.
Yeah, well, the lyrics are based on stuff that really happened to me.
This could also be a talking point for the younger generation.
Yeah, I reckon I'll get them talking.
I'm going to ask you to sing this live next week on our guest position.
Oh my God, this is unreal.
Duncan, can you come in?
Yeah, Caroline. How can I help?
Duncan Spike is our guest singer next Tuesday.
Oh yes. Congratulations, Spike.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Spike, Duncan will be in touch with you about the arrangements. Goodbye.
Bye, lady, and I'll see you around.
Duncan, I want to cause a bit of a stir before he goes live next week.
Maybe we could do an interview between him and the girls.
Yes, that's a very good idea.
Shall I let them know?
No, they don't really need to know before the show, so we can leave it till then.
Of course, Caroline.
It's different from what we usually do.
Yes, but I think it'll go down well with the 20-somethings.
Thanks, Duncan. Let's hope so. Not sure I like his name Spike, but hey-ho. And, Duncan?
Yes?
I wonder if you could cancel my last two meetings?
Sure. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I just want to get home a little earlier. And have dinner with my husband for a change.
Of course. What a nice surprise for Frank.
Thanks, Duncan. I'm hoping he will think that too. Even going to make the supper. That will really shock him.
I'm sure he'll be thrilled. Have a wonderful evening. That's it really changed me. Got me sacking this bread trying to feed the family. Got no time for no drama, just leave me at peace. I need to buy a crib far away overseas. Too much stress over here, I don't need it. I was really away fighting on some demons. Don't tell me you love me if you know you don't mean it. If you know you don't mean it. Yeah. Heartbeat broken, I'm trying to find these pieces. All this pain, no.